what you would want to focus on is lead generating, blocking your time, providing massive value to others. All right. So that would be three things to focus on. Now, how do you help somebody to be able to get there to actually do that? And there's a few other things that could be priorities as well. It is by first understanding why is it that you're doing it. All right. So, and that doesn't have to be altruistic, because when I ask that question of somebody, oftentimes I get an answer that's something like save the world.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I am so excited to introduce our guest for the day, Dan Roshan. Dan, thank you so much for being here.
You are welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. Well, really excited to dig into your story and everything that you're working on and studying. It's really exciting. So everyone, Dan is head coach and visionary. He's a real estate coach and a real estate expert. He's a real estate sales agent and has an extremely successful team out in Virginia, Washington, D.C. area. So Dan, why don't you take us back and help us understand how and why you got into the real estate space?
Oh, goodness, Suja. All right. How and why? Well, it was 2007, and I was a waiter at a high-end steakhouse in Washington, D.C., and I was miserable. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew I wanted to help people, and I'll never forget, we were scooping butters into these little ramekins, and my buddy Bill had said to me, "Hey, Dan, have you ever considered being a real estate agent?" Because he had known that I'd been investing, you know, part-time throughout the years. You know, I'd been at this point maybe even investing 10 or so years. And I told Bill, I said, I had not considered that. And so I did at that point. And I figured out that it was going to take me about a 60-hour coursework. It will take me about $2,000. And I've got a shingle, on the side of the house, and I'm ready to rock and roll. And so I got my license. The first 6 months was horrific. I had zero closings. And I remember going to my broker, Karen, and remember peering over top of her eyeglasses at me. And she was a little bit annoyed at the time. But I said, "Karen, I'm about to quit." And she's like, "Okay, come on in." Like, that got her attention. And she had coached me to take some very specific actions. It was in April 2008, I had my first closing. I actually bought the brokerage in April 2009. So it was 18 months after I had my real estate license. You know, first 6 months was hurting. And then I had a good 12 months, and then, it went from there.
Wow. That is, that's quite the transition. I mean, I'm very curious, like, what happened during those first 6 months and how you turned it around.
Yeah. Well, there is a bit of just time on task, and there's also a bit of, you know, the challenge in my industry is that it's a long period of time between when you start working with a client until you go to a closing with them, you know, so there's, you know, it's like a 90-day cycle at best, you know, so really, you know, that's the cycle. But early on in my career, what was a challenge to me was that I had all this stuff flying at me, and, you know, meaning, you know, you could get business this way, you can get business this way, you should be looking at this pretty object, or, you know, you should be designing your website, or, you know, planning your business cards, or whatever the case may be. And I didn't quite know what to do. And it wasn't until Karen helped me get a singular focus on understanding that I am a lead generation business focusing on real estate sales. It was a little bit of a flip-flop than what I thought I was going to be doing, because at first I thought I was going to be in real estate sales. And it was the first time that anybody, and that's true of every business. So if you're in a toothbrush business and you don't sell any toothbrushes, then you're in the lead generation business specializing in, you know, producing toothbrushes. Am I saying that right? Toothbrushes. Doesn't sound right. So, but whatever business that you're in the lead generation business first.
Yeah, totally. Makes so much sense. Like basically marketing always precedes sales. So basically you hadn't been focusing on lead gen. Is that right?
Well, I was focusing on lead gen, but I was focusing on 18,000 different lead generation methodologies. Well, I found that if you can understand like where your strengths are, if you can understand where you're well-suited to be able to lead generate, you know, in this case, and then you can just focus on one or two of those instances, and then you can amplify that and focus all your energy on that, then you have success. So for me early on, it was focusing on, I'm only going to look at short sales and that's it. Okay. Like that's all. And then we started adding on to it. Then it was, we're only going to focus on helping bank owned properties. And I literally flew across the country to make relationships with people in Dallas, Texas, and Colorado, across the country that we could, you know, solicit business from when we got to the bank owned section. But at the beginning, it was focusing on one niche and one niche only. And then through the years, we've added on top of that. And of course, the business has changed. Like, I don't do bank owned properties today, and very, very few short sales, if any, you know, so, you know, you have to, you know, sort of maneuver through the time.
Totally. I mean, yeah, where you start is certainly not where you're going to end, but you got to get started and pick a strategy. And then through that process, you can figure out what the next best step is, or at least what the next step is.
Today, I coach real estate agents and with the CPI coaching community. And when I'm working with agents, I dive deep into like asking them, you know, what is it that you're passionate about doing? What is it that you're afraid of doing? What is it that you take joy from doing? Right? Like there's 18 different ways that we can find business, you know, but you don't have the choice of not selecting one, but you do have the choice of selecting just the one that resonates with you. And there is a strategy that resonates with almost everybody.
Right, for sure. Well, that's a really interesting point. You know, I mean, I think in pretty much any business, right, there's a zillion different ways in which you could go about getting new business. So, I mean, just in the case of real estate agents, what are some of those different strategies that might appeal to different types of people?
There's primarily two types of people that are successful in real estate sales, and that would be the highly driven and the highly relational. And so, depending on what your personality is, you're going to, and then there's, you know, the systematic type people as well. So depending on what your personality is, depending on what you're passionate about, would allow for you to say, okay, I'm going to choose this method or this method. If you're really relational, then I would suggest for a real estate agent to do open houses, and not just to do open houses, but understand that open houses is your job description. That's the only thing that you're doing. And if I would do 4 open houses every single weekend, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm following up with the people I met at the open houses. That's my job description. That's it. And, you know, that really relational person that, you know, when they come in the room, you just feel really good because they're there. You know, if that's you, then that would be what I would, you know, suggest. If you are more driven, then, you know, you could call for sale by owners. You could call expired listings. If you're somewhere in between, you can do a lot of networking, or you can do internet lead generation, advertise on Facebook. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can find business. It's just finding the one that works for you.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I think that's such an important point to play to your strengths, and also just zero in on a strategy, right? Because getting too scattered can just really, really mess things up. So what other types of, you know, you're clearly focused, you're a coach, so you're focused on a lot of different things that get in the way of people's success. What are, you know, just generally speaking, some of the things that you often find yourself helping your clients with?
The things that I find that people that gets in the way of their success, one of those is the inability to prioritize the most critical activities. And so in business, the most critical activities is going to be finding business. It's going to be managing your money. It's going to be training, leading, motivating, recruiting people to your organization, selecting the very best talent, casting your vision. These are some of the activities that are pivotal points in a business. And if you're not able to, you know, if you're always being reactive, then you're not being proactive, then you're going to have a struggle. Waiting until later to take action on something, that's another thing that I see that a lot of people struggle with, because it's just, I'll get to it tomorrow. I used to have a boss when I used to work in restaurants. He called that the mañana philosophy. All right. So it's just like, if you can get it done today, get it done today. One more that I'll share with you that I find that gets in people's way is resisting help or not asking for help or seeking solutions to problems. You know, so sometimes people will know that they're challenged. They may not acknowledge it, but they know that they're challenged. And they may not go to somebody like you, Susan, and say, hey, I need some help. Could you help me? Because you have more knowledge. I just got off the phone with, not a phone, I got off a Zoom call. Like, what is a phone, right? Like, that's the antiquated these days, right? So I just got off a Zoom call with a gentleman in Arizona. He was about 20 years older than me. And I just sat there and listened to this guy, because he's been an entrepreneur for 20 years longer than me, at least. And the wisdom that he shared with me was so phenomenal. And so I could just sit there and I could just listen to and learn. And so I, you know, and accept that help and understand that there's people that have gone before me that have already created the success that I intend to create. Now I just need to study that and emulate it.
Yeah, for sure. Such good, good points. And so there's the question of what it is that people need to do that they're not doing. And then there's the question of actually doing those things. So, you know, is it just a matter of bringing light to that? Or how do you help people kind of overcome whatever inertia there is in terms of actually doing those things?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
I'm going to answer that question. Before I answer that question, I want to share with you a few things of what they could do.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so I just shared with you what they can not do. What you would want to focus on is lead generating.
Okay.
Blocking your time.
Okay.
Providing massive value to others.
Okay.
All right. So that would be three things to focus on. Now, how do you help somebody to be able to get there to actually do that? And there's a few other things that could be priorities as well. It is by first understanding why is it that you're doing it. All right. So, and that doesn't have to be altruistic, because when I ask that question of somebody, oftentimes I get an answer that's something like save the world. And if you're familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, save the world is at the top of the hierarchy of needs. And at the bottom of the hierarchy of needs is food and shelter.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And so if you're not taking care of yourself first, then you're not able to then dive in into helping other people. So you have to be real about where you are in your life and really, truly, you know, why is it that you're doing what you're doing? If it's to pay your car bill, that's cool. That's completely fine. Right. And so once you identify exactly what it is that you know, why you're doing what it is that you're doing, then what you want to do is you want to use the equation that I teach, which is if yes, then how. So if yes, then how, what that is if somebody else who, when I look in the mirror, looks like me, same background, the same characteristics, the same culture, the same as closely as I can look to me, that has achieved whatever it is that I want to achieve, then I've just proven that yes is possible to whatever my goals are. So if yes, and now I identify that other person that's done it, now I ask the question, how? How did they do it? Now I just simply do what they did. And every time that I get a struggle, every time that there's a challenge, I remember the why, and that keeps me moving forward. And that's what I share with the people that I coach.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. You hear this so often, but it's And that's because it's so important. And it's actually really easy to lose track of it and get caught in kind of the, I guess, the minutia of, you know, or the problems or negative energy that's, you know, creeping in. So coming back to why is just so important. So, yeah.
I even like I write my why on a little sticky page and I put it on, it's on the desk behind me, and I put it on my desk. And so that literally, when I'm having a tough day or I don't want to do what I know I need to do, I have that visible right in front of me. And I glance at that and say, okay, here's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And for me today, it's to build my daughter a pool. You asked me before we got out, you asked me how old my daughter was before we started talking. She's 11 years old. And we just started construction on the swimming pool that I promised her, because I know that she's 11. Well, I only have about another few years left, you know, in this relationship before, you know, it transitions to something else. And that's really important to me, to be able to, you know, create an environment that, you know, her friends want to come to our house and to be able to enjoy the next, you know, several years.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that's really great, because time is of the essence, right? And like, we have to make the best use of our time if we're going to execute on our goals and get to that why. And so sounds like for you, that's really helping you snap back into action when it's easier to, you know, just not take action, which I'm sure a lot of us can relate to.
Yeah, I think so. And it doesn't have to be something big. You know, there was a time in my life that my why was to pay my mortgage. Right. You know, it's like, I just need to make a dollar, because, you know, in my business, you know, I say that today, you know, I've been doing this for almost 15 years. I would say I'm unemployable.
I'm too.
I wake up every morning. I wake up and, you know, I have to go and I have to, you know, find the business.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. I'm definitely unemployable as well. And, but you know, it's also interesting, because as you reach a certain level of comfort in your life, like, I mean, maybe in the beginning of being an entrepreneur, it's like, well, I just want to, you know, survive without having to go to a job. But as you become more comfortable, then it's almost, you know, easier to stay in that comfort zone rather than keeping on growing. I mean, I'm sure you're having to help people push out of the comfort zone, right?
I think, you know, we all have a financial thermostat.
Yeah.
And so that's something that, like, when I'm coaching others, there occasionally I will ask, what is your goal? And occasionally I'll get something that is lower than what I see the potential that they have. And so there are times when I have to, you know, it's almost like I have to believe in that person more than they believe in themselves, until they do believe in themselves at that level. Right. I almost have to lend belief to them. Like, they have to borrow belief from me so that they can understand that they're capable. And oftentimes it gets into like the deep rooted things in our lives that we all share this. You know, something happened when you were 5 years old. When that happened, you made life mean something. And maybe it's, I'm not worthy. Maybe it's, I don't deserve to, you know, to be wealthy, or I don't deserve to be successful, or to have a healthy relationship with my spouse, or whatever the case may be. And that's deep rooted within ourselves, you know, and every one of us shares that common experience of something that happened young in our lives around the age of five that is locked in our subconscious that we don't even see. And so once we can get to the root of that, then we can start unlocking our potential.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting. I mean, I definitely feel like I have that experience of this like borrowing belief. I mean, even just when someone gives me like a positive piece of feedback or something that I wasn't necessarily expecting, it's like, wow, that person just gave me a gift, which is like this like little bit of boost in confidence in what I'm doing, because I'm constantly pushing myself to do new things that are outside of my comfort zone. And I actually really do need to borrow belief in myself from other people in order to keep pushing. So yeah, I really like that. And how are you helping people kind of access like, or figure out what it was that happened like a long time ago? You know, I mean, I'm just curious if you can share a little bit of that, what that process looks like.
So we all have it. We all have access to it. It's just, it's in a place that's not easily accessible. It's not necessarily hard for me to help another person, or hard for another person to help me to see things that are in our blind spot, right? Like, you can see your friends and you know exactly what they're doing wrong, but they don't see it, right? And so that would be the starting point. And is that just like, there's no judgment when I say doing wrong, right? I hope, I know I'm saying that in judgmental language, and that's what I'm tending to do. It's just about identifying what are their opportunities? What are their opportunities to be able to, what's getting in the way? What's stopping you? Okay. And it's really just, you know, to be able to get to that root cause, it's having a deep dive conversation, you know, where you would just keep digging and digging and digging to find the root, you know? So it'd be, you know, Suja, so, you know, when you were, you know, what's the earliest memory that you have of something that upset you? And then, you know, we'll go through that and say, okay, well, what does that mean to you? Tell me more about that. Tell me more about that. And we dive deep in the conversation to be able to identify. And then what is that? What did you make that mean? Right. And so typically you when we find out for me, what my DNA, when I was programmed early age, it was that I wasn't worthy. And if I look through my adult life up until a few years ago, until I actually identified that, yes, I had success or perceived success. I did not have, I kept hitting a ceiling. You know, so I would hit that ceiling, I would bounce down. I would hit the ceiling, I would bounce down. And then it wasn't until I started to identify what the ceiling, you know, what made that so thick I couldn't break through it. And for me, it was that I just didn't feel that. I was like, who am I to be able to tell somebody else or be able to help somebody else? You know, I'm no better than them. They're no better than me. And, you know, it was like this equilibrium of relationship until I realized, wait, God gave me this unique skill set. It's in a narrow niche. It's in a narrow bandwidth. And it's completely okay for me to lean into that because I suck at everything else, right? And so it's like, here's this one gift that God gave me. So accept it. So for me, it wasn't until I personally accepted that gift until I got very, very comfortable with helping others.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, I really appreciate you diving into that. And, you know, it's an important exercise probably for all of us to go through with some assistance so that we can, you know, not hit that glass ceiling and bounce back down, but so that we can transcend it, right? So awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dan, for sharing so much valuable information and insights. Really appreciate it. You have a lot of experience helping people just grow past and, you know, a level they ever imagined possible for themselves. So thank you very much. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Sure. If you're interested, and particularly if you're a real estate agent, yet any entrepreneur, any salesperson, any human being, you know, if you want to be, you know, have a better life, I invite for you to visit www.findyourpotential.life. And there's some free courses there that a listener can accept as a gift from me and you, Suja, to them.
Awesome. Yeah, I love it. Well, that's really awesome. I hope you all take some time to check out Dan's site and see what he's got to offer there. Dan, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.